rapid recap of a 63-42 Sweet 16 win for UConn over North Carolina here in Fort Worth. Certainly not as easy as the second round game, especially not in the first half, but they get the job done. What did you see from today's performance?
I mean, I think it comes down to the defense. Like, the defense so clearly can keep this team in any game. Like, the offense probably couldn't have been worse than it was in the first half, and yet, like, they still went into the half up. They still win this game by 20 points, and it's just, like, no one can compete with their defense.
Yeah, they were really out of sorts early. Gino was blaming the allegedly brand new baskets and pointed to both all four teams here today having trouble shooting. I don't know how much baskets have to do with taking really bad shots early, really rushed shots. It seemed like they were just firing up the first opportunity they had instead of their usual working the ball, and they fall behind early. They can't get any shots early. And naturally, the offense struggles.
Yeah, it's just like they were disorganized, it felt like, on the offensive end completely. And then, like you said, fell behind, couldn't really get anything going until really Blanca came in off the bench. I feel like that was like what got it going for them, as she came in, made a few baskets, Sarah had a few, and then it felt like everyone calmed down a little bit and was able to get a little more organized up there.
Yeah, they got into the second quarter, and Sarah had those three baskets on three straight possessions, and that felt like that's when the game really shifted, where it was like, okay, they're in charge here. It's maybe not as pretty as we thought it was going to look, but they've at least pulled back ahead. And they went into halftime up by 8, and it felt like it should have been a lot closer than that. And then they come out with, I don't know how many in a row it was, but it was 7-0 before UNC called its first timeout, and that was that.
Yeah, exactly, and just was able to get it up. I think it was basically up by 20 by the end of the third, and they were, like, cruising from there. And then on the defensive end, like, only allowed 42 points, which is insane. It's their fewest they've allowed in a Sweet 16 or better game since 2016.
Was that team good?
Yeah, just a little bit. It also just ties for the 9th fewest ever allowed in a NCAA regional game.
Like, any team ever?
Any team ever.
Wow, I didn't know that. That kind of felt, well, we had this conversation earlier in the season, that felt like exactly what a UNC game with UConn was going to look like.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you never really expect UNC to go out there and score a ton. So even when they were down, I feel like I was never all that worried that, like, they weren't going to win this game, because they just had more offensive weapons than UNC, even in the way that they were playing. But yeah, always going to be a low scoring game. And UNC is not a team you're going to score 80 on. Like, yes, they hurt themselves some, but you're still not going to score 80 on UNC.
And they won.
Yeah,
and this time of year,
that's
all that matters. Player of the game, I think this one's pretty easy.
I'm going to go Sarah, because she just, like, took over the game in the second quarter, and we haven't really seen her do that in a while. There was just, like, that stretch where she had, like, it was just, like, basket, 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 basket when they really needed it, and she finished, I think, 21-10, but just really took over the game. But I think you could make an argument for Blanca, too.
Blanca might have been most impactful, because it felt like she got him going early,
right,
and then Sarah kind of took the baton. But I think what was maybe most notable about Sarah's day is that someone pointed out that she spoke up in the locker room. I asked her afterwards, when was the first time you felt comfortable doing that? And without hesitation, she went, today.
That's a very Sarah answer.
It is. So if they're getting to a point where she's stepping up and taking a leadership role, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah, agreed. A really good sign for this team.
All right, we have a surprise guest on the Rapid Recap, Alexa Philippou from ESPN.
Oh, my God.
Give us a take from the game.
Sarah Strong is very good at basketball.
Okay, we don't want too hot of takes.
I know.
We're trying to keep it, toned down.
No one has ever thought that besides me. You know, that's...
You're telling me this for the first time.
Yes. Yes, exactly. other takeaways from the game. I thought it was notable that the team was able to kind of, like, grind out a win at this point of the season. And, I mean, they won by, what was it, like 20?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they didn't play well. Like, even the second half, it wasn't, they were like, oh, like, they've totally figured it out. So I think that's a good sign. And I think it's impressive that for a team that, like, hasn't, like, faced that much adversity this year, that, like, when they are faced with it during a game, they're able to still stay composed and figure things out.
Notre Dame coming up in the Elite Eight on Sunday, first ever non-Final Four matchup between these two teams in the NCAA tournament. How are we feeling about it?
I mean, we've already seen them play once this season, and it did not go great for Notre Dame. I do think Notre Dame is a much better team than they were in January. Like, there's a reason they're in the Elite Eight, and they're playing much better now. But I still think if you can take care of the basketball and try to limit Hannah Hidalgo, you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame's defense was really impressive today. So even, you know, obviously Hannah had 10 steals, so that was a big part of it. But as a unit, so I'm curious to see how UConn does against another, like, tough defense. Obviously not, like, you know, it's a different sort of defense. But, Notre Dame's going to probably want this game to be very low scoring. And if, you know, UConn obviously can put up a lot of points. So if UConn stays with its identity, keep the ball away from Hannah Hidalgo, then they're probably going to be in good shape. But, yeah, I would say it'll be much closer, but I still think UConn looks pretty well positioned. I just think they have way more depth.
Yeah.
Is it Notre Dame's defense or is it the rims?
Oh, my gosh. I was like, Gino, why are we talking about the rims? It was like, we like to make fun of other people and other coaches when they blame, like, the equipment. And I'm like, don't do this. Even if, I don't know if he's right. Like, I don't know. I've never looked that closely at the rims, but.
Oh, at least somewhat by the argument of they didn't get a shoot around here today.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
So.
That's not great.
They should definitely move to 4 regional sites again. So that's all I have
also,
to say.
Also, there's, like, not a lot of fans here, which I think is disappointing. Yeah. I know it's a Friday afternoon, but, like, I think that's the downside of being halfway across the country.
Yeah. I mean, if you're traveling to a game, I don't think you care what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully tomorrow will be better, at least for the Texas-Kentucky game. But, yeah, for the others today, I was a little disappointed. But Fort Worth has been pretty good otherwise.
Yeah.
It has been.
We'll see.
Yeah. So that'll do it for the rapid recap. We will be back Sunday to talk about either UConn season ending or the Elite Eight moving on. Do you have one last thought?
Can I come back on the pod or the rapid recap on Sunday? Megan
sure.
says yes.
Okay. Megan says yes, who am I to say no? All right. A 3-person rapid recap. We should just keep adding people in. Every single
Maggie,
round, we just add another person.
Emily.
And then soon the rapid recap is 2 hours long.
Gino.
Gino makes an appearance.
Yeah, we'll see what other celebrities we can pull.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back.